Philadelphia 76ers facing a potential closeout game 6 against the Miami Heat. Coverage coming your way here in about 30 minutes on ESPN Radio. This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Courtney Cronin, Chris Canty, keeping you company on this Thursday afternoon. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can tweet to us at Courtney R. Cronin, at Chris Canty 99. You can also join in the conversation on the Triple C call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, Chris, I do not know what we should expect from Joel Embiid tonight because of what happened in Game 5, where he very clearly is playing through two very tough injuries, also might have been a third one with a bruised ego after not winning the MVP. I do, however, know what to expect, at least in my mind, with James Harden going into Game 6. It feels like the new normal that we've seen from the Philadelphia 76ers guard.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is one of a facilitator, not as much of an on-ball dominant player that he had been throughout the majority of his career. And in a closeout game, I cannot rely on James Harden. I don't know if anybody can. I feel like what we've seen from him in this postseason is a shadow of the former version of the multiple-time MVP. And it just leads me to believe that we already know the outcome of what this game's going to be if we get that same version of James Harden that we expect.
No doubt about it. But to me, in order to get the best version of James Harden, that requires getting the best version out of Joel Embiid. And that's not what we saw in Game 5, but we did get that in Game 4, Courtney, where he dropped 15 of his 24 points in the first quarter and really set the stage for James Harden to have opportunities in the fourth quarter to close out that game. And James Harden delivered. He scored 16 of his 31 points in closing out Game 4 in the fourth quarter. So to me, this is all about Joel Embiid having an impact early on in this game, making his presence felt and dictating the coverages that the Sixers offense receives from the Miami Heat defense. If they've got to account for Embiid with two bodies, then that's going to free up opportunities for a lot of other guys. That's going to create opportunities for open looks from deep for a lot of other guys. And that really has been the key for the Sixers. If you look at the two wins, they combined for 32 three-point makes and shot 48% from three-point range. In the three losses, they shot less than 30% from three. So that's been a key metric to watch for the Sixers and whether or not they can have success. Can they shoot it from deep? We saw it from James Harden in Game 4. Danny Green was the hero in Game 3. They're going to need some, and also Tyrese Maxey, who knocked down 5 3-pointers in Game 3 too. They're going to need guys to make shots from deep. And the way that they create better opportunities, better looks, is by Embiid making his presence felt early on in this game.
Yeah, I mean, Doc Rivers talked about that in establishing Joel at the beginning of the game. That's something they did not do in Game 5, but nobody did. Like, I don't want to put it all on Joel Embiid because he had 6 points at halftime and he walked, you know, like Eeyore into the locker room after getting whacked in the face again. But that's like the key priority for this team in getting its offense going, because the offense doesn't run through James Harden. Like, we know that now. We don't have to pretend like there's a moment where all of a sudden it's going to click. Everything goes through Joel Embiid. So how he plays will dictate how James Harden plays. But that's not the player that they traded for, right?
No.
Like, they traded for him to be great in spite of whether Joel Embiid is playing at an MVP level or not.
No, you're exactly right, and that calls into question whether or not Daryl Morey can justify giving James Harden an extension that over the next 5 years could potentially pay him $270 million. So I don't know how you can justify paying him that amount of money. I also don't know, Courtney, how Daryl Morey could justify bringing back Doc Rivers if they do get closed out at home by the Miami Heat in Game 6. I know ESPN NBA reporter Ramona Shelburne, who was just on with us, said that she didn't see a world where Doc Rivers wasn't the coach in 2022-2023 for the Sixers. But it's a tough sell to that fan base to not go in a different direction, especially after you've seen this team come up short and having Embiid produce back-to-back MVP-caliber seasons under Doc. So I just don't know that you can stay the course and expect a different result, a better result, given the landscape of the Eastern Conference and teams like Boston and teams like Milwaukee continuing to keep pace and improve their squad. So that's the one thing that you have to look long and hard at if you're Sixers ownership and you're Daryl Morey, what you're going to do with James Harden in that contract situation, and then who your head coach is going to be going into next season. Both of those decisions could be made in a definitive way based on the result that we get in Game 6 tonight.
Neither James Harden nor Joel Embiid, when they've been on the floor together, have looked all that effective. But like, they haven't been all that successful without each other. It's a conundrum that they face. And when Joel Embiid plays, that allows for James Harden to get downhill to, to be the version of himself when he, like he was in 2018 when he won the MVP. We see flashes of that, but it's not a consistent thing. Both of them were equally terrible the other night, and I know that Joel Embiid finished with 17 points after coming on a little bit in the third quarter, but they were both a minus 29. James Harden, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and also 4 turnovers in that same stat line. If the Philadelphia 76ers are dealing with the same sort of turnover issues and just, overall lackadaisical approach tonight, they're not going to win this game, because if you don't get back on defense against a Miami team that, has been playing pretty effective transition ball, you cannot stand to win this game. So, with all of that said, I feel like in expecting James Harden to be something he's not, is not going to be the way that Doc Rivers saves his job. And I know that we've talked that, he might, Ramona Shelburne, when we had her on the show earlier, doesn't seem to think there's any indication that his job is not safe, but it's got to come from Danny Green. You've got to find the 3-point shooting elsewhere. As you and I have talked about, throughout the last couple hours, 3-point shooting is what separates teams in this postseason. That's the one area Miami is actually kind of weak in this postseason, a complete departure from where they were in the regular season. So if you're able to capitalize on that and, run up a score by shooting lights out from three, you're probably in a better position to at least have a closer game than 120-85, which was the final in Game 5 between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers. Put that on Tyrese Maxey. Put that on Danny Green. Put that on Tobias Harris. And I know that, he dealt with some shooting struggles the other night too, but spread the wealth around, because if you're putting that all your eggs in the James Harden basket in the most pivotal game of the year, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, that's not where you want to be. And so to me, this means that you got to get Joel Embiid touches early. And Courtney, I'm not talking about touches 20 feet away from the basket. I'm talking about touches in the low post. And Miami has been very intentional about making sure that they front Joel Embiid and have somebody in coverage behind him just to make sure that he doesn't get the ball in the low block, because they know how devastating he can be. They really don't have anybody that can defend him one-on-one when he gets in that area. So they've been forcing him to catch the ball away from the basket. Philadelphia has to find a way early in the shot clock to get him catches down in the low block, because that opens up everything for everybody else. So that's one of the things that we got to watch for early on in this game, and could be somewhat of an indicator in terms of what the complexion of this game is going to look like. Because if they do that, then it could be a big night for the Sixers shooting the basketball from the field. If they don't, then we could be talking about them getting boat raced, much in the same way that we saw in Game 5.
This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Be sure to tune in to the ESPN Daily Podcast, bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. Presented by Supercuts, download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you get your podcast. Straight ahead, the NFL schedule release in just under 2 hours. You've got to see what the Seattle Seahawks did to prank their players with a fake 2022 schedule release. Chris and I get into that next here on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Sixers host the Heat. Coverage presented by Indeed and beginning at 6:30 Eastern Time on most ESPN Radio stations. This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Courtney Cronin and Chris Canty brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Want to thank all of our awesome guests for stopping by this afternoon. Philadelphia Eagles right tackle Lane Johnson, ESPN Radio NBA analyst PJ Carlissimo, and ESPN NBA reporter Ramona Shelburne, kind enough to give us some time on this Thursday afternoon. And before Chris and I get you into pregame coverage between the Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers in a potential closeout game six, it's time to go three and out.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is Three and Out.
It's schedule release day in the NFL. A couple games have already trickled out. The week one opponents across the league just came out. And Chris, we've got a marquee matchup. I know I've talked about the Monday night football game between the Broncos and the Seahawks, but does it get any better than Bills-Rams to open the 2022 season?
No, it doesn't, because you're talking about the team with the shortest odds to win the Pro Football Championship, the Buffalo Bills, going up against the Los Angeles Rams, the defending reigning champs, on the night where they lower their Super Bowl champion banner. So I'm excited for this matchup. The Bills, one of the best teams, top to bottom, in the National Football League. They're returning a defense and an offense that were both top five in total yards from last year. So I don't know how the matchup gets that much better. Then you get to add a little bit of spice into this, too, because we got some new faces on the Rams. Bobby Wagner as a Los Angeles Ram. Allen Robinson as a Los Angeles Ram. So a team that already came into the season with a lot of firepower, added more this offseason. So it's going to be exciting to watch this matchup. I mean, these two quarterbacks, they're going to throw it all over the yard. Aaron Donald is going to be chasing after Josh Allen. So many different storylines to follow in this game. So many big-time stars. I cannot wait for this matchup.
Von Miller just won a Super Bowl with the Los Angeles Rams. He now plays for the Buffalo Bills. They went all in on defense in free agency. And I don't know if you really call that like a revenge game because he was only with the Rams for one season, but I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see him try to get after Matthew Stafford.
No doubt. No doubt. And I don't even know if you can call it revenge because he got a bag going
to
Buffalo.
$120 million no slouch.
You can't be mad leaving a team because the team didn't want to pay you your second $100 million contract. They traded a second-round pick for it. You helped them get a ring, and then you got your bag. All's well that ends well. But I'm sure Von Miller's going to be coming in there with something on his mind because he actually gets to hit Matt Stafford now, yep, as opposed to not being able to hit him in practice. So it should be fun to watch.
All right, so this prank that happened from the Seattle Seahawks, go to their Twitter account right now. They put out a fake schedule earlier today. They showed their entire team what these players believe to be the real schedule, and they got some incredible reactions from it. Quandre Diggs, the Seattle Seahawks free safety, was going through this in someone's office and just could not believe that there was no bye week for this team after their game, which happens in Munich, Germany on November 13th, Seattle versus Tampa Bay. Just some incredible reactions. And I love what teams do on schedule release day, Chris, to try to keep this thing interesting. We talked about the Los Angeles Chargers turning their 2022 opponents into Pop-Tarts. This is really good. I don't know if I like this one more than the Pop-Tarts, but, man, there's some creativity being shown out there.
Yeah, Seattle Seahawks may be pranking their players, but I feel like the joke is going to be on them because they're going to be looking at everybody else in the NFC West. The 49ers, the Los Angeles Rams, the Arizona Cardinals, all of those teams, in my opinion, are going to be better than the Seattle Seahawks. But I don't want to damper the excitement of schedule release day. I mean, so it's fun that they are having a little bit of fun with their players or at their players' expense. But I'm just looking at QB1 right now, and that's Geno Smith for the Seattle Seahawks. And behind him is Drew Locke. Not a lot of great options at quarterback. I don't care what your schedule says. It's going to be hard for the Seattle Seahawks to win games if that's what their quarterback room is going to be.
This is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Courtney Cronin sitting in for Chris Carlin, joined alongside the namesake of the show, Chris Canty. In the NBA, Amari Stoudemire, who has been a coach with the Brooklyn Nets, apparently no longer a coach with the Brooklyn Nets, he made the rounds today on ESPN shows talking about his exit and criticizing Kyrie Irving, which has been the topic du jour lately. Take a listen to what he had to say on Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
I wouldn't feel completely confident on taking Kyrie's word. Just the fact of the history of what took place with the Nets and mm-hmm. Kyrie over the years, even before I got there. But I do think if he's truly honest with himself and he's being honest with the organization that he is going to be available for practice and games, then I will be confident with re-signing Kyrie for sure.
Oh, my God. Like, when did this turn into the, hey, everybody except Kyrie Irving, let's all create the same sort of messaging and repeat it out loud so we can send this message to Kyrie Irving without directly having to, like, say it to his face. This has happened the last couple days. Sean Marks, the Brooklyn Nets general manager, yesterday talked about wanting players who were going to be available to them. You just heard Amari Stoudemire's comments. Granted, he's no longer speaking in the capacity of as a Brooklyn Nets coach, Chris, but those are some strong statements where I don't know if I can trust Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear the sirens behind me, Courtney, but it feels like that's what's going on. The Brooklyn Nets are sounding the alarm and saying that, Kyrie Irving, we're not going to let you run roughshod over our organization and put yourself ahead of our team goals any longer. And everybody that's a part of this organization or that has been a part of this organization who gets a microphone stuck in front of their face is going to say the same message. So whether or not you pick up on it is your business, but there's no way that the organization is going to commit 5 years, $247 million to you, and you pull it a no-show for the better part of the last 2 years. And then in the playoffs, us getting swept in the first round by the Boston Celtics. Completely unacceptable, and I understand why Sean Marks and Joe Tsai didn't let it go down like that.
All right, we got to get out of here. Coverage of Heat Sixers coming your way next. Game 6 right here on ESPN Radio.